Gotcha, and a thoroughly warm welcome to this week's Thrilled Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. We're going to start with something jolly. Charlie Parker's brilliant song, My Little Suede Shoes. Perhaps calling it jolly devalued it. Damned it with faint praise, in fact. See what you think.
Thank you.
My Little Suede Shoes, written by Charlie Parker. He wrote 10 of the 13 songs on this Naxos album called Soaring with Bird. So yes, it is dedicated to Charlie Bird Parker. The leader is the trumpeter James Zoller, and this is the very first time we've featured him as a leader. He has been on our show as a sideman, though. Kansas City-born Zoller is paying tribute to KC's best-known jazz man, Charlie Parker. This Hollywood, California, Jan 97 recording also features Pete Chrisleep, tenor, Bill Cunliffe, piano, John Clayton, bass, and Paul Kreibich, drums. Here's Count Basie's theme song, 1 o'clock Jump, but played by a band with the ungainly name of UAB Super Jazz. Yes, an absolutely perfect theme song for a big band. Count Basie's 1 o'clock Jump, played by the 21-piece UAB Super Jazz Band, plus guest pianist Ellis Marsalis, recorded in 2001 in Birmingham, Alabama, where UAB Super Jazz are based. Actually, just after this recording, they changed their name to the slightly easier Super Jazz Big Band, and it's now affiliated to Samford University, formerly Howard College of Alabama. Great ensemble playing, and Ellis Marsalis knows exactly how to play Basie's part. Is this next song the best ever jazz version of Somewhere from West Side Story? Thank you. Love That, as in Love That, somewhere from West Side Story as a piano solo by Bill Sharlop. I played this on the very first episode of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz many, many years ago now. This was recorded October 2003. No, we really don't play a song more than once on The Real Enjoyment, but I got special permission to play that again. Worth it, huh? Next up, Joe Zawinul. Lost track of Joe Zawinul somewhat after his brilliant stint with the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, and I'm sure you'll remember that Joe Zawinul wrote that song for the group, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Joe went on to play with Miles in that jazz fusion period, before co-founding The Weather Report, which I never really got on with. But here, in Feb 66, he's on top form, with Blue Mitchell trumpet, Joe Henderson tenor, Pepper Adams baritone, Zawinul piano, obviously, Sam Jones bass and Lewis Hayes drum. So yes, the last three of those were all one-time members of the rhythm section from Cannonball's quintet. We heard If. Whilst that was playing, I whizzed about and changed the playlist. Carefully planned playlist at that, but had to include this one right now.
You know, Sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy. 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 Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you.
Yes, our rules are, as I've just mentioned, not to play anything, any particular version of a song, twice on the show. A rule we've stuck with some 99% of the time. It's gone for a Burton this week, though. Our second, yes, we've heard it before song, but I'm assuming none of us mind hearing the original Mercy, Mercy, Mercy again. Cannonball Adderley alto, his brother Nat Cornett, our hero of the week, Joe Zawinul piano, Victor Gaskin bass, Roy McCurdy drums. According to the title of this LP, recorded live at the It Club. But that's a fib, as we know, as it was recorded in Capitol's own studios in LA, October 66, with a specially invited studio audience, pretending to be in a jazz club. And of course, it's a real classic. Here comes Kai. Thank you. Sumi Tunoka is the pianist and leader on this Candid album called Here Comes Kai. The title song, recorded March 91, she's part Japanese, part Afro-American. Kai Dayami Bates is her relatively newborn son. Rufus Reed bass and Lewis Nash drums. From half Japanese, we're going to have an all-Japanese female pianist in a mo. But first, I really think we need Ellingtonia in the shape of Clark Terry this week. It's 1954, so song titles like Cat Meets Chick was Cool Man. In fact, the original MCM 10-inch LP was entitled Cats vs. Chicks, the reason for that being that Clark Terry, who was on the entire album, included Terry Pollard, the female vibes player, on the second half. And Terry Pollard had an all-female group as well as Clark's band supporting her. On Clark Terry's side were Herbie Green trombone, Lucky Thompson tenor, Horace Silver piano, Tal Farlow guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, Kenny Clark drums. That's some lineup. And yet, even in spite of that lineup, the critics gave the split decision in the Cats versus Chicks so-called battle to the Chicks. And in a successful attempt to really scupper this week's playlist, here is Terry Pollard. ¶¶
way, I'll follow, follow.
Ladies first, Mary, let me follow you.
Great, if indeed false, battle. Largely the same lineup as Cats meets Chicks, except that bassist Percy Heath replaces Pettiford. Terry Pollard vibes, Norma Carson trumpet, Mary Osborne guitar, Corey Hetch harp, Bonnie Wetzer bass, Elaine Layton drums. Irving Berlin's Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better. A corny song to choose, but very appropriate in this case with the so-called battle. Some time back, I promised you the Japanese pianist Yoshiko Kishino. Bill Evans' composition Funkalero, Evans being a major influence on the brilliant young Japanese pianist Yoshiko Kishino. She was born in Tokyo and started playing the piano at 3, helped hugely by perfect pitch and a photographic memory. She studied classical music at university and in fact was in something of a pop band, playing Beatles covers. And then she graduated into jazz. This is her debut album as a leader. It's April 95 in New York City with Eddie Gomez, who of course you'll remember was the long, long-time bassist with Bill Evans. And again, Lewis Nash drums. I had to look back at the liner notes, as that initial ensemble playing was so good, and I really thought there was a horn playing. Claire Teal was on the show just last week. Hey, she's back.
David played, please the Lord. You don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah. But you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. Well, she tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew
Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen's brilliant song that even over-recording and minor pop stars can't damage. That, in fact, was Hallelujah Part 2. Part 1 is also here, but I didn't want to spoil you. It's Claire Teal and her mini big band, a septet, in fact. I'll single out pianist, percussionist, backing vocalist, producer, arranger, recording engineer and mixing engineer, and no doubt more, Grant Windsor. The album, recorded Jan 2015 in London, is called At Your Request and includes Claire's favourite song, but she declines to say which one it is. Here's Bill Frisell, all by himself. Frisell in Portland, Oregon, August 2017. Just Bill plus electric and acoustic guitars, bass, loops, ukulele and music boxes. And it's on the OK label. That was an alternate take of his song The Rambler and is less than half the length of the master of The Rambler that's also here on this CD. Bill wrote all the songs. Yes, it's a bit self-indulgent in parts, as you can imagine, but of course, brilliant in others. Time for our very last one, and it's John Dankworth again. John Dankworth Quintet on this occasion on a Q-Note album called In a Mellow Tone. All Ellingtonian songs, most by the Duke, but a couple by Strays and a couple by Duke's son Mercer. And I've chosen a song written by the Duke for his groundbreaking bassist Jimmy Blanton in 1940, Jack the Bear. As well as John Dankworth, there's Mark Nightingale trombone, John Haller piano, Alec, John's son, bass, and Alan Ganley drums, recorded in about 2005, I think. Thank you. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed this week's numbers and equally hope you'll be back again with me, Mike Wynn, next week for yet another instalment of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.